to do, we already had a shiur on Bittul Chametz, we already had a shiur on Chol HaMarbeh. I wanted to tie in Parshas Acharei Mos to the Haggadah. Okay, my favorite pasuk in Parshas Acharei Mos, we've discussed it several times already. Chol Adam lo yeh ba'ol moed b'vol l'chaper b'chodesh at seiso v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beisu v'ad kol kahal Yisrael. That when the Kohen goes in to the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodosh, no one is allowed to be there. Chol Adam lo yeh ba'ol moed. So the Yerushalmi, this is one of my favorite Yerushalmis. We've done this. We did this Yerushalmi this year in the Parshas. One of the Shulma Tetzava Kisisa. One of those Yerushalmi says, "Achsiv Chol Adam Lo Yeh Ba'ol Moed B'Vol Chaper B'Kodesh At Seiso Afilo Osam Shekosu Behem Udmus Pnei Adam Lo Yeh Ba'ol Moed." That Chol Adam is not only a human Adam, but even those beings, namely the Malachim, that Pneihem ki Pnei Adam. Even those that the Malachim, that Pneihem is ki Pnei Adam, shouldn't be Ba'al Moed. And earlier this year we gave Hesberim, what the idea that even the Malachim, we just, you know, shouldn't be there. And now, l'kovod Chag HaPesach and l'kovod Haggadah, I want to say a new mahalach of what it means, even the malachim shouldn't be there. B'shas, the Kohen Gadol, is the nichnas to do the avodah in the Azara and in the Kodesh Kodoshim. Chol Adam, even those that pneihem kipnei Adam. And Chol Adam means even the malachim can't be there. Even the malachim. And we know also in Parshas Acharei Mos, in the end of the Parsha, talks about Eretz Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ejects the Ovrei Avera from Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk says, Vatitma ha'aretz, va'efko avona aleha, va'toki ha'aretz es yoshveha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu evicts the Ovrei Avera from Eretz Yisrael, and even for the fact that they're not doing mitzvahs that have nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, right? For arayos and things like that, even for that, they'll be evicted from Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban, Al Torah, has the famous piece. And we've alluded to this Ramban, if not even seen it inside earlier this year. Vatitma ha'aretz va'efkod avona alev atoki ha'aretz hech me'akosuv ba'arayus ba'avur ha'aretz shetitome b'hem v'toki ha'nefoshos ha'osus v'inei ha'arayus chovos ha'guf ve'enem tulois ba'aretz. Because the Isra Arayus has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, and yet Eretz Yisrael has a sensitivity that those that are violating the Isra Arayus are going to be ejected and evicted from the land. So says the Ramban, Aval sora dover kakosuv she'omar ba'anchel el yon goyim afridom b'nei odom yatsev gulos amim hilchel kashem amo v'inyan ki Hashem anichbad bora hakol. Hashem created everything. V'sam koach hatachtonim ba'alyonim v'noson kol am v'am v'artzosom goyim kochav v'mazol yadua. In other words, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything and has jurisdiction over everything, He delegated Sarim and Malachim to be in charge of different lands. And of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in charge of everything, but He delegated. He delegated things to other kolchos. Zeh omar shecholak Hashem lukecha osam l'chol amim. Ki cholak l'kula mazolos b'shamayim. Ugvorim aleim malachei elyon. Usonim yos sorim aleim. However, Aval, next column. Eretz Yisrael, Amtsos HaYishu V'Nachlas Hashem Yuchedosh L'Shmo, Nosan Aleha Min HaMalachim, Kotzin, Shoter, U'Moshe. That Eretz Yisrael does not have any intermediaries. There's no Malachim involved. The jurisdiction of Eretz Yisrael is solely HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Malachim, there's no Sarim, there's nothing. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas the other nations have, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything, but he puts Sarim on top of that. And therefore, since Eretz Yisrael is the direct Hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why it's so sensitive to the Ovrei Avera. Well, so I'd like to suggest like this. The Pshat in the Yerushalmi, we know that the Medrash Tanchuma says that the Mishkan represents the whole world. Right? The menorah represents the sun, and the Kiyor represents the oceans. It's a micro world. So perhaps the Pshat is that the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim represent Eretz Yisrael. Because that's the holiest part of the Mishkan. So since it represents Eretz Yisrael, so Mamela, that's, and the holiest part is when the Kohen Gadol is going in and doing the Avoda, that's when it really is representing Eretz Yisrael. So Mamela, that's why, just like the Rahman says, there's no Malachim in Eretz Yisrael because the Hashkacha is a direct Hashkacha from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the truth. That Chol Odom Lo Yeh Ba'ol Moed, Yushalmi says, Afinu the Malachim. Chol Odom even Afinu Engel Shepneim, Kipnei Odom, and that's a new idea that, besides the ideas that we've discussed earlier this year when we discussed this Yerushalmi, that's what I wanted to suggest over here. Okay, let's go on. Now, this notion, Chol Odom Lo Yeh Ba'ol Moed, no Malachim, that we find, again, both in the Yerushalmi and the Pasuk Chol Odom Lo Yeh Ba'ol Moed, and in the Ramban, when he discusses the fact there's no Malachim in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why Eretz Yisrael evicts the Ovrei Avera. Now, let's go to the Haggadah. So, the Haggadah has the famous line that Hashem says, Vavarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim B'layla Hazeh Ani V'lo Malach, So what's the idea here? So the Perish Matan Mehamelech, he just discusses, similar to what we discussed in the Parsha Shir the other day, that there's a mutual relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. We say, in our tefillin says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin says, Mikam Klal Yisrael, Goyach HaBaretz. And that's why the Kedushas Levi says, we call it Chag HaPesach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Chag HaMatzos. So he says the same thing over here, that basically on Pesach night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing us as the Am HaMiyuchad. So we're choosing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Shem HaMiyuchad. So therefore, in other words, this reciprocal relationship of Anivelo Acher, of Klal Yisrael being Anivelo Acher, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has to show himself as Anivelo Acher to have that idea as well on Halel Pesach. And what's the notion of Ani V'lo Malach? So the Medrash in Parshas Vayera says like this. He quotes the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Lo Ish Kel V'Chazev U'Ben Adam Yisnecha, which literally means Hashem is not like a human being who sometimes will lie, or a ben Adam, a human being who sometimes will regret what he did. Lo ish kel yichazev u ben Adam v'yisnecham. So So the second arrow says, "B'shar shamar l'Avram ki b'Yitzchak ki kara l'chazara." So lo ish kel v'yichazif. Hashem's not going to withdraw. However, the Medrash learns out kachna. When he said kachnas bincha, then the Medrash learns it out as a lashon nichusa. Hu amar v'lo yaseh. And sometimes there'll be amar v'lo yaseh over there. But let's focus on the first part. Lo ish kel v'yichazif. So yichazif normally means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to lie. But if you learn like mikvaos in other areas, so mayim mechazvin, in other words, if you have a supply of water that's not constantly replenishing itself, so the mayim are called mayim mechazvin because it's a source of water that's getting used up and it's not replenishing. If you have water that's coming from a well that's constantly like a mayim, so that, those are waters are mayim she'ein mechazvin. Means that waters that are slowly being depleted. So Rav Simcha Bunim of Parshischa says the following on page 7 on the bottom. Aniva lo malach lo sarif al Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodu v'atzmo. V'chorah madu haya be'emes rak al yidei Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the pshat? Ulai kimo shekosev Rav Rabban Bunim of Parshischa shim HaKadosh Baruch Hu mavtich la'odem eiz avtocha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised somebody, even though later on the man might have changed, In other words, if something is coming from another source other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the Shefa is limited. But when the Shefa, the Bracha, is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a limitless supply of Bracha. That's Mekor Mayim Chayim, Hashol Yilo Yichazu Meimav, Umispashet Ad Belidai. So that's the Pshat. Zosa Yisa Yiris Yaakov Avinu, Shechoshav Shenishnen L'Gire Yusa, Piyom HaShpah V'Hakroch Yeh Al Yidei Amtsoi. That all the geulos that are going to be in the future get their yenika from geulos Mitzrayim. She geulos Mitzrayim bechinas docher v'chol geulos bechinas the keva. Okay. V'zeu miyomim yomima. V'schartei zeh bechinas. Okay. We're not going to get it. Zos se behechrech haigulos Mitzrayim tzorch lios al yedei Kodesh Baruch Hu b'ach sheyeh bechinas makor mayim chayim eshal lo yichazvu. That Kodesh Baruch Hu's lokel v'yichazev doesn't just mean kibshuto that he's not going to tell a lie. Yichazev means he's a supply of bracha that's never depleted. It's a, in other words, like mayim chazvin means water that's you take it and it's getting depleted as you're taking it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu's lo kel v'yichazev means it's ongoing gush of water that's coming out, an ongoing shefa bracha. So Mimela, since Geulas Mitzrayim had to be, is the mokor for all the Geulas Hasidos, that Geula has to be Al Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lokel Yishkel V'Yichazev, he's the Shoresh that always exists. And that's why Eretz Yisrael is where the Shefa Bracha comes for Chol HaOlam. Right? Because there's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. There's no Malach, there's no this. So the Shefa in Eretz Yisrael is coming directly, Lo Ish Kel V'Yichazev, coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Bechina of Eretz Yisrael, and that's the Bechina of the Kodesh, Kodesh Kodoshim, because that's the Mokom where that represents Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's what we say, Anivel O Malach, we say that that's the Mokom of Chol Odom Lo Yeba Oil Moed Afilu Malachim. Now, with this, I want to explain. I thought of this the other night. Tamiya Dika Targum Yonason. The famous Targum Yonason, and it's probably not the Pshuto of the Targum Yonason. I don't know what the Pshuto of the Targum Yonason is. But even if it's not the Pshat of the Targum Yonason, it's maybe my own Pshat or whatever. A Pshat, whatever. Targum Yonason says, what does it mean, Va'esa Eschem al Kanfei Nishorim? Right? What does this mean? Hashem says, I'm going to carry you on wings. So look at the Targum Yonasan. You might as well do the... Here I have the Yein HaTov, which has the Hebrew of the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, the second arrow, and then the Aramaic, and then the Hebrew. So we can do it on the left side. We'll just read in the Hebrew. V'esa eschem al anonim kimo al kanfei nisharim bipilusun v'avi eschem l'mokom beis hamikdosh laso sham ha-pesach. V'oso halay lehzarti eschem lipilusim v'misham... It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that night of Mitzrayim. What did they eat? They eat the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim? Yeah, the truth is they ate the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. So, but you don't eat a Korban Pesach Korbanus in the Mitzrayim. How can it be? Only you can eat in Yerushalayim. So the Targum Yonasan says what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu transported them Al Kanfei Nisharim for that night. They went to Yeshiva HaKotel Tivariya for that night. And then he transported them back. That's the Kanfei Nisharim. That's the transportation. Ve'esa eschem al anonim v'avi eschem l'mokom beis hamikdosh laso sham pesach v'oso alay lechzarti eschem lipulusim back to Mitzrayim. So it's a... I don't know how to... But I'd like to suggest, obviously, not to take this literally, that they all, but maybe the pshat is like this, that just like what we said, that the bechin of Eretz Yisrael is a bechin aniva lo malach. That there's no malachim, there's no sorim, there's direct Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that night in Mitzrayim was the gather of aniva lo malach. So Mitzrayim gets a din of Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim has a special mokom that now Mitzrayim gets a din of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe you don't have to take the Targum Yonasan literally, that they went, that they were taking Al Kanfei Nisharim literally, that they went in. But maybe, okay, whether that's what the Targum meant, I'm not saying. But even if he didn't mean it, maybe perhaps you could explain it al derech zu, that there was a special bechina of Eretz Yisrael in that. In fact, I didn't put this in the packet, but the Maril Diskin says what does it say? Kacha tochlu aso basnechem chagurim valkelchem biyadchem valechem beraglechem. Right? That's how you should eat the Korban Pesach. You should have the stick in your hand, the shoes on your feet, your money belt on your... Right? And that's how you eat. So Maril Diskin says those are the exact things that the Gemara in Yevamos and Davov says, that when you go into the Mokom HaMikdash, you're not allowed to have your Nolim, you're not allowed to have your stick, you're not allowed to have your money belt and that vav there in your Yevamos. Because that's a Kisar in the Mokom HaMikdash. So, after those things, that what? That you're not allowed to have in the Mokom HaMikdash, here what? You have to have. What's the pshat? So the Maral Dikas got, it was Taka, Aniva Lo Malach, and Taka had... It could be what I'm saying basically is I was just reiterating the Maral Diskin. The Maral Diskin had a Kedushas Mikdash even. Kedushas Hazara even. I probably was just thinking what the Maral Diskin said. Not me, the Maral Diskin says. But the word is that you get a special heter to do these things in the Mokom HaMikdash to show the Emunah. That you believe that you're going to go out, so you dress up like you're going out, and you stick in your money belt and your shoes like you're leaving. But after those things have to be singled out that it's mutter, because to show your emunah, because Taka had a din of Kedushas HaMikdash, that Mitzrayim that day, Aviva Lomar has the Taka a din of Kedushas HaMikdash. And that perhaps is the... is an idea of what the Targum Yonasan is saying, even though it's not exactly what he's saying, but oh. Then it goes further. And that's the Maral Diskin says Al Torah. Yeah. We know the Pasuk says, the Haggadah quotes the famous Pasuk in Yecheskel. V'avor alayach v'arech misposeses b'damayach v'omer lach b'damayach hayi v'omer lach b'damayach hayi. that Klal Yisrael is compared to a baby that's being born. And when the baby is being born, there's a lot of blood that's on the baby from the Leda. And Klal Yisrael is now the rebirth of the birth of Klal Yisrael. And you have all that blood. That's the Pashup Shat. It's a mushal to the birth of Klal Yisrael of Yitzias Mitzrayim is like a little baby coming out of its mother. So Chazal speak about the Damayich, that it's referring to the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila. Right? That's what all the Midrashim quote. If you look in the here in the Emes LeYaakov on that page from the Dubna Magen, page 10, the Midrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu over v'notel kol echad v'echad v'manashkom v'archosh hema v'omor alayich v'omer lach v'daymai chayi v'dam Pesach chayi b'dam Pesach chayi b'dam Mila. So those are the... So what's the idea? So I saw a beautiful Hesber that's quoted, you'll see it's in the packet in the new Koivitz that just came out the other day in England. And he has Rabbi Goldstein from England, from someplace. He says a beautiful idea. What's the significance of the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila? So he says like this. We know by Avram Avinu on page 11 it says Vayotze Oso Achutza Vayomer Habeitna Hashamayim Osforas Akochovim Imtucha Lusporosom. Right, he says go out. So says Rashi Chol Yezarech Vimidrasho Amalotze Bitzdad Gnino Shulcha Shereisa B'mazolo She'encha Asid Lahamid Ben Avram Ein Lo Ben Avram Yesh Lo Ben. Doesn't only mean literally go out and look at the stars, but it means go out of your notion that you're subject to teva, because al pi derech hateva v'amazolos Avram Avinu was not capable of having a son. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I promise you, go out of that notion. It's not true. It's going to happen. You're going to have a son. You're going to have a son. Say meets that nina shocha. Go out of that notion that you're not going to have a son. Go out and see that you will have. Because even though al pi derech hateva, you won't. But I, the Ribon Shel Olam, have the ability to be meshameh the teva. So don't worry. Oh, so he points out in that mimer. And then here we have the Midrashim about the Dam Pesach, Dam Mila, two Midrashim, we take a look. But what was the Gushpanka, the Krisis Bris on this Haftach? So look at page 15, Pasuk in Lech Lecha. It says, V'yi Avram, Ben Tishim, Shona, V'teisha Shonim, Vayera Hashem el Avram, Yamilav ani kel shakai, Hishalech lefanai ve'isomim. I am kel shakai. Right? That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu appears with the name Shakai. So, and then we have the mitzvah bris mila on the next sukkim. Zos in page 16, Zos Brisi, Asher Tishmor, Beniu, Beinechem, that you're going to have a Himolachem Kol Zohar. So first, the Ramban, on page 17, quotes the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra says, what's the Loshon Shakai? Shakai is Loshon Shoydeit. What is Shoydeit? Is a pirate. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm a pirate. What do you mean I'm a pirate? I mean, I could trump the teva. I could pirate it. I could slug it up. I could change it. And then he writes on the first arrow on the left side, Lachain Omar Atol Avram Avinu. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell him that? when he gives him the mitzvah of bris mila that anik kel shakai? What's the connection? So Zokter Ramban, Chayin Omar Atol Avram Avinu ki hu hatakif hamanatzeach sheyigaber al mazolo v'yolid. Because this is going to be the bris mila is not just stam a mitzvah ba'alma, but it's a covenant. It's a bris on the haftacha that I told you before that say hachutza, go outside and what? And know that even though in teva you're not royal to hold it, but I'm what? I'm going to change the teva. So now, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to, if you want it in writing, I'm going to make a bris mila. I'm going to make a contract. And that's what the bris mila is. Bris mila is a contract on this hafakha that Kadosh Baruch Hu is kel shachai, he's shodei the marech. Shodei the marechas hateva. And that's why. All of a sudden, by the mitzvah of bris mila, why can't Hashem just give the bris mila? Why does he have to give an introduction? He tells Shakai. So Zokter Ramban based on the Ibn Ezra that Shakai showed him that Hashem showed him the Marechas Hateva, and since he said before, say Achutza, so now Hashem is saying, I want to what? I want to give you a haftacha that this is how it's going to be true. And what are the writing? We're going to make a bris now. And the bris is on this hafakh that Ani Kel Shach. And that's exactly Rabosai. What? Ramban, as he quotes out of that minor, says the Parsha's book, that the Korban Pesach. That the Korban Pesach! The Korban Pesach! It's the same idea. What was the Korban Pesach? What was the Korban Pesach? The Korban Pesach was the flat, right? What was the flat? That was the mazel. That was sholeit in that month. So Zok the Rabbah on page 19. Tam is the Zos Marukhi mazel. Flat of Jerusalem, Kopa Bodo mazel, Atzoreh. Kach tziva lishko tlev lefel oso lovia. Shelo b'koch mazel yatsano el zeres el yon. It wasn't because the mazel tlev is sholeit. It wasn't the koach of tlev. That wasn't what caused us to go out. It was the zeres el yon. The Rav controls the tlev. It's not because of the mazel tlev. So go check the mazel tlev. Show that there's something above that it's not independent forces. It's not independent forces. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chodo V'atzmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chodo V'atzmo. Shech Tetleh tells us the Shech Tetleh. That's the same idea of Tzemi Stad Nima Shofar. That's the idea of Kel Shakai. So he says these two ideas, Tav Pesach and Tav Mila, is Haydabach. Mila, we don't always think of Mila this way. But Mila is the bris of Sebi Istakninus. And how do we know? Because that's why I thought it was verbal preface. It's Evoy with Ani Kel Shaka and his Moshe Shoyde. He pirates the Marekas Hateva. And that's what? And that's what it's. And that's what Dab Pesach and Dab Mila got. And these ideas are in this article, which you can read. I xeroxed before you. In the Kol Torah Journal, this is one of the finest journals that come out. For the Yosef Shlomo Goldstein, the Mechaber Sefer Nidrei Yosher Al HaTorah from Gateshead, he puts together these ideas very nicely. And he says more. He says on page 21, in the bottom, Al Derech Zayish Levayet, it says in the Medrash, Ayakam Melech Hadash, Rametchav Shemes Yosef Eferu Bris Mila. And when Yosef died, they stopped doing bris mila. And it says also in the Medrash that they started worshipping the Tleh. So he says that these two ideas are Hainoach. Because they stopped doing bris mila, they didn't believe in the bris anymore. The covenant that there's something Lamalim and Ateva, they don't believe. So they stopped doing bris mila. So they stopped doing bris mila. So they start worshipping the Tleh. It's Hainoach. And that's what it says in the page 11, page 4. The Medrash Shekos of Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Chayecha Ein Yisrael Yotzi Mikan Ein Chi Yishkatu Asal Hein Yisrael Ein Shavil Hein Shein Ein Kul.
Memela, that's what you can see. And this all ties in to the soul of Aniv Lomalach. Aniv Lomalach, that's the theme of Eretz Yisrael. Ramban says, Nacharegos. Eretz Yisrael is Lomalachim. Because that night, Mitzrayim had a din of Eretz Yisrael, they brought a korban. So even if you, whether you take the Targum Yonis on Kipshuto, you want to, or perhaps not, it's, it had a din of Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim, it was Aniv Lomalach.
But now there's one more point to this discussion. And this Rabosai, you see, in the modern day times, when Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, so what people are all talking about, the Sudas, and how do you shall Shudas, but in the old days, you know what they talked about on Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos? He talked about the Sudya of B'nai B'Seira. That's all he spoke about. And there's so much written in the Sugya of B'nai B'Seira. That's what you're talking about. Take a look on page 23.
There's pages and pages and Tulpulim and Tulpulim and drushes on the Sugya of B'nai B'Seira.
Okay? So it says the Gemara Pesachim Samach Vav, Tan Rabbanan Halacha Zu Nis'alma B'nai B'Seira, that the B'nai B'Seira forgot a halacha. What did they forget?
Pamachas Kal Arbosu Yos B'Shabbos. At one time, Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. Shachu b'lo yodu in Pesach dokes haShabbos im lav. So they forgot whether Pesach is dokes Shabbos or not. Pesach dokes haShabbos im lav. So they said, is there anyone around who can help us to know whether Pesach? In other words, because normally you bring a korban Pesach. And Erev Pesach is a weekday, so you check the korban. But Erev Pesach is called Yom Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. You have to check it on Rosh Hashanah, Erev Pesach. Abul had other delegation, all of you. There's one man who came from Roga, Vehilo Habadli Shmo, and his name is Vehilo Habadli, Sheshimes Shnei Gidole Hador, Shmaya Vafal. He learned by the Gidole Hador, Shmaya Vafal, and he'll know the halacha. I mean, Rabosai, the yukim that people can make on this sugya is beyond what
the significance of that day was. Shami Shamayi Vatalgin, why was it Afki B'nei this Seir who didn't know what about everyone else? I mean,
why does it say Loshin Arbosar Yos B'Shabbos, why not Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, which is the normal Loshin that you ignore forever? Rabbi, I have a sefer on my table in the library. It goes on forever. And then, unfortunately, there are 15 others at least.
B'nai B'Seira. Klum. So they asked him, you know, Amalem, he Pesach Echad Yishlan B'Shom Shadoch as a Shabbos, or Harbor Yosef in Masai Psochim, Yishlan B'Shom Shadochim as a Shabbos. He says, what do you mean? There are a lot of things that are Dokha Shabbos. There are 250 Shabbosos. I mean, there are 50 Shabbosos in the year, and every Shabbos there are 4 Kvosim for the Tamidim. For the Musafir. We nine o'clock Nemar Modo Pesach Nemar Modo coming.
So Man Modo, it says Lakriv Liba Modo. So it says that by the Korban Tomid, and it says by the Korban Pesach that you bring it to Modo. So just like the Modo and Korban Tomid is Dovah Shabbos, so too Korban Pesach is Dovah Shabbos. Because we learn now Modo, Modo. Man Modo, Korban Tomid, Dovah Shabbos.
Furthermore, the Kalvachomer, that the Korban Tomid is no chorus for not bringing the Korban Tomid, but still it's Dokha Shabbos. So Pesach, Sha'onosh Chorus, in addition to Dokha Shabbos,
the other Shibu, Barosh, Minu, and Nossi, and later today, since Hillel know this answer, they made Hillel the Nossi, and Dorish Kolayim, Kulo, Wilmas Pesach. Yisrael mechantrin bedvarim omer lehem migorom lachem she'ela bimovel ve'yeh nosi aleichem atzlus she'haiso b'chem shalosh imashem shnei gedol ha'ador shmai ve'aftalgen. Because if you would have been Mishami Shmai Aftal, you would have known this also. But Hillel became told the answer, he became the Nasi, and that was the story. So there's a lot here. What was, you know, what they didn't know? There's so many questions. I mean, you know, one of the famous questions, of the Or Chodesh, was the famous question of Or Chodesh, that the year Pesach in the Midbar. So Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. When was that day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan? When the day of the Chanukah's, what did the Gemara say? What day of the week was that? Well, Sunday. Right? The Gemara says that was a Sunday. So if Atos Nisan is a Sunday, so that means that what? That Tezvav is Sunday. That means that Pesach was Shabbos. So the year of the Midbar, the Pesach of the Midbar, was an Erev Pesach Shachal Yisrael Shabbos. And clearly they were. And that's the Baruch Hashem's question. Why did they learn that from the... So you give answers, you know, maybe the Midbar is different, maybe it's a Shahar Hashah, etc. That's the famous kasha of the Baruch Hashem. And there's what to say. Rav Blyth once gave a whole shiur about this. Baruch Hashem's kasha. Oh.
Oh, cool. Well, what's the Hashtafa behind this? But the Korban Pesach is Dovah Shabbos. So Zotah B'nai Yisoskar, and now Rabosai, it's going to fit in beautifully to everything we've said till now.
He has a whole piece of their Udrush Gimel about the B'nai Yisoskar. That's what you have to be talking about, you know, this year. We should have 15 Kulhun about the B'nai Yisoskar, not what they eat as soon as Shabbos. That's a question. You're talking about the B'nai Yisoskar. Okay, what's the idea? What did they realize? What did they know? So we're not going to say all the kalkulim. That you'll say, you'll leave for later. Okay? We're going to say the B'nai Yisoskar for it. So look on page 25. Al Derech HaHashkafa.
Third column on page 25. Va'an va'omar, the second arrow on the third column, page 25. Yadua tam mitzvahs Pesach. What's the idea of mitzvahs Pesach? We saw the Ramban. Lizvada legalosh Hashem Yisparach hu meshadeid hamarocha hativis. Right? That's the idea, that we shech the tleh to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Is meshadeid the what? The koach hativi in the world. The tleh is the mazel. Right, the people in Mitzrayim thought that that was the highest koach in the world, was the mazel tleh. And you can't chepper, you can't change the mazel. What does it mean, the Yadu Ki Ani Hashem? Meaning that you think the mazel has power. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change the mazel. Mahave kol havayus mishadam kirtzono. Al kein siva Hashem Yisparach likach tleh. Rosh HaMazolos. That's the head mazel of the first month. Not only that, Be'es Mem Shalto, Bechodesh Nishan, so Mazolot Tleh. V'davke Be'es Hayosu Begram HaMalos, Hainu B'yud Dalet. That's when it's in full, you know, in the middle of the month. In the middle of the day. That's when it's in its pristine form. And what do we do? Bein harbayim, no teletezvav, sha'azu tachlis govo, the kocho, vitziva Hashem yisparach l'shochto, l'hotzi menu damu l'shem Hashem, tadam hua nefesh, v'hakoach l'rameis, sha'koach shel hamazolos, hu mosur b'yad Hashem yisparach, el kol ha'shayachbos, yotu umshadim kirtzonu shelo b'tivam. So says now the B'nai Yisoskar, now we're going to understand why it's dafka docha Shabbos. Hine, levavor zeh pesach docha Shabbos, he Shabbos zeichel amasa bereshis. Shabbos is zeichel amasa bereshis. Shabbar Hashem yisparach as ha-shamayim v'sa-oretz, ha-kochovim ba-azolus, al-mishpartam, v'lo-yishanu as-tafkidam. Right? Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's what Maisa Bereishis is. Hashem put the Teva in the world. He made the Mazolos. V'nei docha mitzvahs ha-pesach as ha-shabbos. So what's the idea that Pesach is docha Shabbos? Zochta b'nei Zoschar. L'ram meiz lonu. She'agam she'nivru u'b'sheishis yimei ha-bereishis kol ha-kochovim u'mazolos al pi tafkido ha-mimishmeres kol echa v'echa al tivo ha-nipo b'emigreishis. It's a b'yusom in kol zeh Hashem yizbora mishadei es marochem kirtzonu b'avur Yisrael. That don't think just because in Maisa Bereishis Hashem put Teva in the world that that's the way it has to be. That's, you know, in stone and it can't be changed. To show this, dafka on Shabbos, we shech the Korban Pesach also. In kol zeh Hashem yizbora mishadei es marochem kirtzonu b'avur Yisrael. And that's what's pshat. Dover, Rav Dover, is chodesh b'chodesh. We have done all of Tevin, Korb, Chol, Mblach, Yovish, or Pisen is chadush ha-chodesh k'molat ha-levon of Eza Shah of Eza Rega. Okay. That year, when the Pesach was in the Midbar, it was Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Uliyos Taz Ikla Erev Pesach B'Shabbos Wa Shabbos Ezechel By Severeishis Dibu Mito Wa Korban Pesach Mor Al Shidu Hamazolos Vedochas HaShabbos Havein HaGomer Miata Hadrina L'Shmaigin Halachzu L'Sa'alim V'Yemiseira. And they forgot it. So what's the pshat? So he says, how could they forget? Likely they shlom him, they say, don't let door you. They maro, never a posuk, ad yavorim ha-shem, ad yavorim zukanisa. Ikan doshu chazal, ruim ha-yisrael lasos, la-leis bimei Ezra, we see that Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael two times. Once in the time of Yeshua, and once in the time of Ezra. So the time that they went into Yeshua was managed with miracles, the Yarden split and everything. Okay. The time that they went in with Ezra was Derech HaTeva. So what's the word? The word is Dorah Lachet. Right? That's what's Ad Yavorim Hashem, Ad Yavorim Zuknisa, two times going in. And they thought that they were going to have miracles the second time also, but they didn't. Because Dorah Lachet. So you see that Kodesh Baruch Hu can shine in the Teva, but he doesn't always. You have to be royal. You see, this man they went in the first time, he was. This man they went in the second, he wasn't. So the neighbors there weren't sure. Maybe Klal Yisrael is not in the Madrega now, that they should be Zocher, that there should be a concept of Kodesh Baruch Hu Nishan in the Teva. So if it's not, then maybe Pesach should be Docher Shabbos. That's what he wasn't sure. He made a seira. The fourth column. But don't adore you. The second of the Pesach Tosh Hashanah by Sheni. Shvan Spato Yitzchak Davar Zora. Achabo Hillel. All of us are Pesach Tosh Hashanah. Right? Where is? Sorry, I escaped. There was no more. We weren't on the same darkness by Hashem. They didn't have the same listen. When they came in the by Hashem, so the name is Sarah, there's man by Hashem. They said there's no more, they don't have the same listen anymore with this man by Hashem. So maybe Taka, they're not royal Taka. They're not royal Taka. Still, after he came, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we learn out that they are shalva, b'vodu. We know that Yudim will be this rachim, and Yudim will be this special for them. They are shalva rachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, even in the time of the Nadroi, still the Rachmanis of Kadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants, could still be mishadid the teva. So that was the whole discussion of both sides. Of the B'nai B'seira, the beautiful explanation of the B'nai Yisoskar, that it should be Docha Shabbos to show this idea that Shabbos represents Maaseh Bereishis, it represents the Teva. But you shouldn't think that what? That the Teva is stagnant. But you should realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu, if he wants, can be Meshadeh the Teva, to Meshadeh the Marochas HaShamayim. And that's what he did. And that's what it's Docha Shabbos. Even if we're not on that Madrega and by Hashemi, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants, could still do it. Even though he doesn't always, because we're not on that Madrega. But he could still do it, and therefore the halacha still remains that the Pesach is Docha Shabbos. Pesach is Docha Shabbos. Even when? Even by Hashemi. And that's what Hill was Mechadish to the people. That B'moado, we learn out that Gezer Shavah, Nema B'moado B'tomid, Nema B'moado B'korban Pesach, Ma B'moado B'tomid is Docha, Soto B'moado here is also Docha. So now let's review what we said. We discussed in the Parshas Achrei Mos, it has the two ideas of the Malach, that there's no Malach in the Kodesh Kodoshim. When the Kohen Gadol goes in to the Kodesh Kadoshim to do the Avodas Domalach, because that represents Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That represents the whole Mishkan, represents the whole Welt. But the Azara and the Kodesh Kadoshim represent Eretz Yisrael, and there's no Malachim there, like the Ramban says later in the Parsha. And that's perhaps the Pshat why they were able to bring a Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Chutz La'aretz, but this Mitzrayim had a din of Eretz Yisrael. This Mitzrayim was Aniv Lo Malach. This Mitzrayim represented the unique relationship between Klal Yisrael as one and we're one. This is the concept of Lokel V'Yichazev, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his Hashpah, if you get the Hashpah directly from Hashem, you get the promise from God, that can never be rescinded, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa Bracha is infinite. And that's what Pesach and Mila represented. Pesach represented the Meshadeh, the Maracha of the Tleh, and Mila also. Mila was Anikel Shakai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to preface himself with Anikel Shakai, because this was a bris, a Krisis bris, on what he said before to Avram Avinu, of what? Say, Mitzdagninus Shocha. Say, Achutza. Avram Einu Molid, Avram Molid. In other words, Alpiderach HaTeva, you're Avram. You shouldn't be able to be molded. But I can be Mishabed the Derech HaTeva. And that's what the whole Seder is about. The bringing of our Amunah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKol Yochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ein Lanu Lishayin El Avinu Shabashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one being that you can always rely on. Al Tiftechu Ben Divin Ben Adam She'ein Lo Teshua. The whole focus is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to be mentioned in the Seder. Right, we mentioned when in the Pasuk, but we don't speak about Moshe Rabbeinu. And some say Anivalo Malach is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's Hashem and not Moshe Rabbeinu.
not his Yeshua. You don't pray to anyone else. That's why the whole discussion of the Maral, whether it's proper to say Barfuni L'Sholom, because we don't daven to Malachim. We don't daven to anybody else, only to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And there's a whole discussion. Maybe you shouldn't say a whole discussion whether you can say in the Slichas, Machnise Rachamim, Machnise Rachameinu. Right? There's a whole discussion. So we assume you can say these things, but we're not davening directly to Malachim. We're just asking the Malachim to be intermediaries on our behalf. But ultimately, it's all Koach Hashem. It's all Koach Hashem, and that's what the Seder is all about. And that's the Bechina of Ani Velo Malach, Ani Hashem Velo Acher. And that's the idea that we see in Parshas Hachremos, and that's the idea we see at the Lel Seder, and that's the ultimate, and perhaps, Rabosai, that's the Chag Gadya at the end. Right? Because, in other words, you have the Gdi, the one destroys it, and the only thing that's in the end is Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shalach Hu. Why does it end with that? Because that's what the whole Seder is all about. The whole Seder is that there's one Koyach that's above everything else. And that's what the Seder is all about, and that's how we end. That's the Chag Gadya, because that explains everything. That whatever there is in the world, whatever the different kokos and people, you know, think that this person has a lot of power. He's influential. He's powerful. And he's this and he's that. In the end, it's Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the end. Is the only thing that we have in this world is Amunah B'Hashem. It's the mitzvahs we do. You want to be powerful? It's the chesed that you do. Chesed. That's the power. That gives a person power. That gives, you do chesed, you do mitzvahs, you help people out. That's the power you have in this world. That's why we start the Seder off called Divchin Yesei V'Yechol. We start off with chesed, inviting people to the Seder, and we end off with the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because these are the only two things we have. You do chesed, then you get the Shekhar Baruch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come down. And that's the only thing. People think this one has influence, and that has influence, and he's well-connected, and he's well-connected. It's all shtus. Even though people try to act as if they're the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's what Paro was. Paro tried to say he would go to the bathroom only in the early morning so people shouldn't see him, so people should think he's a god. You know, and that's what you see today. People think they're the ones who are judging everyone, and they're the ones that are perfect, and they're the ones that are speaking down about it. It's all shtus. It's Ani Hashem Velo Acher. That's all it is. This one doesn't have, thinks he has influence, it's a joke. This one thinks he has influence, a joke. The only influence is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is he has the influence and he has the power. And that's what we have to come out with in the Seder night. To whatever level of Amunah we have, to put it up an extra notch. And therefore our life, the way we live our lives, should be with that Amunah of knowing what really counts and what really is the koach in this world and what really is important. And if we have the right focus, then we Lel Seder is we mekabel ol malchus shamayim. It's one kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. It's the Shechina Shorah. That's why it's brought down in the Svarim. And we start off the Seder Lashon Aramis. Why do we start it off in Lashon Aramis? We said this in the past. Because the Malachim, what? Malachim don't know Lashon Aramis, right? To show that you can say it in Lashon Aramis because the Shechina itself is Shorah. The Shechina itself is Shorah. You can start off with Lashon Aramis, just like the Gemara says in Shabbos that you shouldn't daven Lashon Aramis because you need the Malachim to help out. But if the Chol is there, the Gemara says, so then you could even daven the Lashon Aramis because you don't need the Malachim because the Shechina itself is there. And that's how the Svarim write, same thing the face at night, together of an evil Malach. There's no Malachim, we don't need the Malachim, even though the Zohar says the Malachim come to see our Seder. But the whole idea of Pesach Night is Ani Velo Malach, Ani Hashem Velo Acher.